Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the 15-Minute Conundrum. I am your host, Miss Ricky R. Jones. And as I always say, you guys could be anywhere for the next 30 minutes, but you chose to be with me, and I truly, truly appreciate it. Those of you who are a constant support to Hannah Footprints and to the 15-Minute Conundrum, thank you so very, very much. I truly, truly appreciate it. Thank you for your support. For those of you who this is your first time listening to the 15-Minute Conundrum, welcome, welcome. I truly appreciate you guys tuning in, like I say. You're going to take the next 30 minutes, and it's going to be with me, and I truly appreciate it. If you guys want to get in on the conversation tonight, you can call in 347-826-9723. Press the number one, and you can chime in with your thoughts and maybe your own conundrum. If you're online, hey, guys, as always, shout out to my Facebook followers, my online followers. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to me online. I truly appreciate it. And if those of you who are online are listening, you know what to do. And for those of you who don't know what to do and you're online, go to the Hannah Footprints page. That is Hannah Footprints. It's on Facebook. You can send me an instant message that way. If we're friends on Facebook under Ricky Jones, you can send me an instant message that way as well. So those are your ways, whether you're calling in or if you are listening online, those are the ways that you can kind of get in. So for the next 29 minutes, here we go. Now, the 15-minute conundrum, or I should just say the conundrum period, is a difficult question or problem. And a lot of times how I come up with these things, it can be from conversations, things going on in the media, listening to music, different variations. So this go-round is two things. It's something that's currently going on, and it comes from listening to a great show right here on Blog Talk Radio, another one of the folks who have great shows here, and it sparked my interest, and it kind of, it's funny how a lot of times when I'm kind of figuring out what the conundrum's going to be, and it's funny how when I do finally put it together, usually two, three things coincide with each other, and it's not a coincidence. I just look at it as confirmation as what the topic's supposed to be. So it's a difficult question and or problem. So with that being said, tonight's difficult question or tonight's conundrum is this. So you see all the pictures since maybe the last week in August, and even this week and next week, a lot of our beautiful children, little ones, middle ones, grown ones, halfway grown ones, are going back to school. And, you know, we're expecting, and a lot of prayers are going out for the teachers and the administrators and the kids. Just everything is going on and making sure that they have a successful year. So I was listening to a show, and the conversation was about, you know, people in dating, young folks in dating and the experiences that they had. And they were talking about one part of the segment they were talking about. The young lady was saying how she went on a date and the young man didn't open up the door for her. And, you know, that's what she's accustomed to doing. So the comment through the conversation was, you know, well, if he didn't open it for his mother or his grandmother, why would you expect him to do the same thing for you? So with that and the whole idea of, you know, what's going to be learned during the course of the year and the prayers that children get, you know, for their success for the course of the year, here's the conundrum. Parents. Now, this is strictly for parents. Now, parents, and when I say parents, I mean parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles. If you're in direct care, direct everyday contact, if you're the village or if you're in direct sole proprietorship of, you know, raising a child or children or young folks, the question is this: what are you teaching them? Not the teacher, not, you know, the coach, not anybody they see outside of the home, inside the home, parents and extended family who actually have face-to-face contact with the child. What are you teaching them this year? What is your goal? What is your plan? So that's our conundrum tonight. So again, if you want to get in on the answer and you're online, you can hit me up on Facebook and you can send me an instant message if you what you want to do. Those of you who are on the phone lines, 347-826-9723, make sure that you press the number 1. So I thought it interesting that the young lady made, you know, and they were having a, like I said, they were having a conversation. And I was so fascinated with the fact that they made a good point. How in the world do you expect the young person, and male or female, I mean, how do you expect the young person to do anything for somebody else if they weren't taught or if they didn't do it for the authority figure that molded and shaped how, you know, what they do? And so often, we're so glad for the folks to go to school, you know, go back to school for a couple of reasons. You know, a lot of us have spent the entire summer with our love bug, and it's just like a marriage or when you're living with somebody, you know, at some point in time, you all get tired of each other. I mean, you know, I love my baby to death, and we have spent, and I'm thankful because we have spent a lot of time this summer. I had an opportunity to really, really spend more time than I have in a long time with my son, and I'm grateful for that. But Lord knows I was so glad when they said it was time for him to go back to school. But through this whole time that we were going and, you know, we've been doing our thing, and even last night he was saying, you know, Mom, I said to him, you know, what I hope that he would get through and what he would accomplish, pointed out some things that he did during the summer that his father and I were very proud of. He had reading projects to do. And he loves his BFF next door. They, you know, they're in and out of each other's houses. They're always, you know, you see one without the other. That's very rare. But one of the things that he did during the course of the summer and during the course of his reading was the fact that he didn't, he said, well, I'm going to read first. He would tell the fellow. He didn't say it to us. He told the fellow when he'd come ring the doorbell, look, I'm going to get my reading done. Come back, because we overheard it. And he said, well, come back about, you know, an hour, hour and a half, and then I'll be able to hang out. So the first time we heard it, we were very, like, it took us aback, because if folks who know Ricky, and you know my son, oh, help me, Lord, that was a miracle upon itself for him to kind of take the initiative and steer the wheel, so to speak. So, you know, of course, that was one of the things we said, all right, stay that focus, see what you did for the summer, this, that, and other thing, and the third. Stayed, of course. But what else kind of confirmed the question that I was doing tonight was, you know, of course, you know, I'm always traveling here and there, and a lot of times it's easier for me to hop the train or hop the bus, and, you know, I got my little sidekick with me. So we'll do that. And, of course, we were on bus the other day, and one of the things that I teach him is when we're not together and you're on the bus, if you see an elderly man, an elderly woman, specifically if you see a woman, whether she's pregnant, whether she's older or younger, if there is a woman that's standing and there's no seat, guess what you do? That's right. Offer up your seat. And we were on the bus the other day, and I foresaw a lady getting onto the bus, and I saw it. And I said to him, I said, you know what to do, right? And he said, yes, Mom, I know what to do. I said, okay. I said, so get ready, because there's an older, you know, elderly lady, or, you know, lady who has, she wasn't really elderly, but she had a lot of bags. And the bus was really, really, really crowded. So without hesitation, of course, she gets on. I kindly move over. He gives up his seat. And it was funny because there was a mother and son right across from us, and her son was a little bit older, and they sat there for a little minute, and as people started getting on, more women were getting on. It was funny because he got up, I moved over, my son offered the seat, you know, and the lady took the seat, and it was funny to watch, because I like to watch people, other people watching us doing what we do. So needless to say, at some point in time, the lady across from us, she told her son to get up and give up the seat. But in that, And okay, I guess if she felt pressure to do that, whatever. But what I notice is she didn't do, like, I tell my son, listen, you say to the person, excuse me, ma'am, excuse me, sir, you want this seat. She just told the young man, get up and give up the seat. Now, what was funny about it is the young man stood, he stood up, person took the seat, but he stood right in the aisle where people would get on and off the bus. And I'm saying to myself, okay, I'm glad you told him to get his self up to give up the seat, but then why is he standing in the middle and not having the forethought to get the heck out of the way when people, I mean, people, he stood there to the point where people have to say to him, excuse me, can I get by? Because he was blocking up. So the question I'm asking is, of all the things that we're teaching our kids, it's the little stuff. What are you teaching this year? So I think this year for our son, I think I kind of, we're still reminding him of his manners and still reminding him of his posture and his, you know, facial expressions and things of that nature. But one of the things that I think that I want to teach this year, and is more so with me and with his father, to teach him to praise him for making the decisions that he does make, you know, without us having to tell him. So just like we told him this summer, and he made the decision. Because if I, you know, we get tired of saying the same thing over and over again, you swear up and down, it's a broken record. But you notice that in the end, it makes perfect sense, and they are hearing it. Because just like him taking the initiative of telling his friend, come back a little later, that's something that his father tells him all the time. Work hard, play even harder. Work hard first, and then play even harder later once you finish the work. So that's what he do, and that's what he does. So I think this year one of the things that I want to teach him is, be proud of the decisions that you make. Recognize the decisions that you make and take ownership of it and be proud of that. Even if it's the littlest thing, like I said, him taking the initiative, like today. On his first day of school, Brother Man came home with homework. I'm not surprised, but Brother Man came home with homework. He came in, as always, Mom, what's to eat? And I'm like, you know, and right now we're on this, he can eat rice every day, all day. So, you know, I said, well, you know, there's some rice, some other things. And he told me about his day. He said, well, Mom, let me take my snack, and I'll tell you about my day. I have homework. Let me get started with my homework. Okay, dude. Proud of you. Real proud of you. Like, all right, so to me, to this year, I'm teaching myself. And teaching him, be proud of the decisions that you make, even if it's the little things. So if you're just tuning in, thank you so much. Welcome to the 15-Minute Conundrum. I'm Ricky Jones, and tonight's question is, going along with the school year, parents, grandparents, those of you who are in the immediate influx or impact, I should say, for the children, what are you teaching them this year? What are you going to teach? What are you going to teach? Not what the teacher is going to teach, not what anybody else is going to do. What are you teaching them this year? And one of the things we decided to do, well, at least I decided to do, I'm going to encourage him to be encouraged about his decisions. I'm going to teach him, hey, be proud of the decisions that you make. Think the other thing, you know, we've been here and there, and we've been talking about the conversation about sex and all that, and he's like, oh, my God, Mom. Like, oh, my God, Mom. Like, he really is avoiding the conversation, and I think it's too funny. But I told him, you know, at some point in time, we're going to sit down and make sure. And one of the things that we're also thinking about, like, his dad takes the whole approach of, all right, last year I was on you hard, I'm on you hard, I'm still going to be on you hard, but one of the things I think his dad is teaching him without saying it that he's teaching it, one of the things dad is doing is still being hard on him, but taking the, I'm going to let you figure this out. Some things I'm going to let you figure it out on your own first and then ask for that help. So that's one of the things that dad decided that he wanted to do. So I guess ultimately what I'm saying, part of what we're teaching our kids for the school year, especially in our house, The thing that we're teaching our son is to teach ourselves. This year we'll still do and be pounding and do all of that and be hard on him, but we're not going to be as repetitive as we were last year. Because last year, Lord knows, we have to, and he's not a bad kid. I mean, he is a social butterfly. I can't imagine where he gets that from. And I'm getting some responses to, yeah, I can't imagine. All right, whatever. But anyway, so he was a social butterfly, and he just and it's just his creativity and just how he's doing. So this year we're kind of like, all right, we're going to step back. We're going to fall back a little bit. So what are you teaching your kids this year? What are you going to teach them for this school year? 347-826-9723. Those of you who are listening and calling in online, press the number one. What are you going to teach your kids this year? Those of you who are listening on Facebook, how are you going to listen on Facebook? Those of you who are listening online, I'm sorry, and make sure that you send me a message via Facebook. You can either do it on the Hannah Footprints page, or you can do it directly through Ricky Jones. Totally up to you. Just send me a message. I just got to look at that. One of the messages that one of the parents said is that they're going to teach their child or their children how to appreciate differences. And not just physical, not just social, just everything. Just all the different, and appreciate that everyone is different and everyone is the same at the same time. Oh, I like that. That's definitely a good one. That everyone is different, but yet we all have commonality. That is a good one. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for my Facebook friends. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just got another one sent in. One of the things, now, this is a parent of a college student, and they say one of the things that they're going to teach their daughter is enjoy the moment, because they said right now, you know, we raised her to be serious and raised her to take her grades, and she's, you know, she's in her sophomore year, she's in her sophomore year, and she is on full scholarship, full ride, but she's still, you know, making sure that she's keeping up her grades, and we appreciate that, but we want her to, one of the things we really want her to be able to do is take time and smell the roses. Isn't that so true? Because we talked about that last week, about, you know, taking, what would you tell your younger self, you know, now that you're older? And that is so true. Take that time to just really smell the roses, because before you know it, 5 years have passed. I mean, like you said, thank you, Facebook listener. Like you said, your child is in their sophomore year. I mean, just last year you were oohing and aahing like, oh, my God, my baby's going off to college, empty nesting and all that kind of stuff. So next thing you know, here you're going back for, you survived the first year, and now you're in your second year. And, you know, after the second year, it seems like it goes by nonstop. I have a couple of, another Facebook friend said, I have my children, my twins are starting kindergarten. I remember kindergarten like it was yesterday. And one of the things they said that they would teach their child, or their children, excuse me, their twins, is always ask questions. And that is so true, because I think a lot of times, as we get older, for some reason or another, we stop asking the questions that we should be asking. We stop being inquisitive. I don't know what that's about. I guess we feel like, oh, as we get older, we get more knowledge, so we shouldn't have to ask, or we should figure it out on our own. But, you know, every once in a while, you truly, truly need to, ask the question. Because sometimes the question needs to be asked in order to get the right answer. And sometimes to kind of make sure that you're in the right lane, in the right time, in the right season. And plus, I think asking question and getting the answer to you helps you kind of validate that you're going in the right path or you had the right idea. So asking questions, that's a good one. That's a good one. Those of you who are online, what do you want to teach your kids? I think the next thing that I want to be able to do, I know the biggest thing is not necessarily, like I said, the lesson for my son is not necessarily the lesson for him. It's more for me, where I kind of fall back on certain things. Because I'm noticing his independence. I mean, he's always been an independent, dependent type of kid. And again, I wonder where he gets that from. But he's always been, you know, once you show him or once he gets the hang of something, he kind of wants to do it on his own. And I'm noticing, like, last night he couldn't sleep. I said, well, come on, you know, I know this is, like, a big thing, but he's 10. I said, well, come on, you want to come lay down with me so you can kind of quiet your mind and that kind of stuff? And he did reluctantly, and he said to me, well, you know, Mom, I really shouldn't be doing this. I'm 10 now. You know, I think I could sleep in my own room. And he repeated that again this morning. And I said, all right, well, you know, it's your decision. And I think that's the other, like I said, owning the good stuff that he does and decisions that he makes, that's the biggest thing I want to teach him this year. It's your decision, sweetie. You alone have that power. I can tell you certain things. Your dad can tell you certain things. But ultimately, it comes down to your process, your thinking, what you believe, how you feel, and stand by that. Don't ever second guess it. And I think that's the other thing I want to teach him. Don't second guess yourself. If that's what you want to stick to, that's what you stick to. So this morning, like I said, he said to me, he said, Mom, you know, I'm not sleeping in the bed. Okay. So his dad had promised air conditioning and all that kind of stuff. Because I'm thinking, hey, he's hot. He needs the air conditioner. So his dad said, oh, well, you know, I'll come do what I got to do and put the air conditioner up. All right, cool. But I appreciate the fact that he says to me, I'm 10 now. Let me think on my own. We do have a caller. Hey, caller, how are you?
Housing upon your life.
Hey, brother O, how you doing? So now, I know you have a big kid, and you have your son is older than mine. And so, what's the thing? What's the deal that you want to teach your son this year?
Well, basically be on his own. I'm one of these fathers, very, very overprotective dad, and it's kind of hard for me to let go. He's 12, and now, you know, he's into football. He plays Pop Warner, so, you know, he's in the big leagues, and, you know, now it's crazy because now he's going to have to start coming home by himself on public transportation. So that to me, at night, in the cold, when how football season is, Rick, in the cold.
Right.
So to me, you know, it's part of letting go, teach them, you know, how to be on his own, how to be self-efficient, and do what's needed, you know what I mean, for everything else. So that's how that works. Brother, how you doing, man? So basically, you know, and out and about like his dad. So that's what you got to continue to try to teach him. So, you know, the good thing is this year with football, you know what I mean, he's learning, and what more can I say? But housing upon his life, he's doing well.
And also,
you know, wait, one second, Rick, one second.
Really? You know, we're live, right?
Yeah, no. I thought you were going to start talking. I'm sorry. So, but basically now, you know, with him understanding who he is and what he's supposed to do, you know, school is another issue because now he has to make sure that he's doing his homework as well as football. So that's going to be a situation. So he also understands that if he don't do football, then there is no football. So there's a lot this year that I have to do in order to make sure that he's okay. It's a lot. Me and his mother are trying our best. And that's where it counts. So I'm proud of him. He's continuing to do what he needs to do. But I just want to come in and say, how's it upon your life? It's a great show. Once again, giving them a conundrum. And that's what it's all about. So thanks. I appreciate you, Ricky. All right.
Thank you. But you know what, he brings up a good point, and it's kind of going back to what I said too, is that a lot of, I think, what I'm coming to the conclusion of this conundrum is that I have to kind of let go of some things in order for him to learn even more. Because like you said, he's an overprotective dad. I try not to, because of my, you know, my nature, I'm kind of rough, rugged, and raw. But when it comes to him, that's the love of my life. And so it's like, you know, I have to kind of like, you know, that soft spot for me. But I also realize that this young man is growing to be exactly that, a young man, and eventually a grown man. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh. I got to let go. And it's hard. It really is hard. The other thing I think I want to teach him is enjoy developing who you are. Like, we had to go to the eye doctors the other day, and he needs, poor baby. he couldn't escape having two blind parents. Well, I shouldn't say two blind parents, because I'm the one as blind as a bat. I'm definitely Velma. When I get up in the morning, I have to reach for my contacts, because if I can't find my contacts, good Lord knows I can't see. When I go to the hairstylist and go see my optician, she starts talking to me, and I don't have my lenses. I can't hear, can't see, can't hear. So he couldn't avoid that. Had to go to the eye doctor. Fortunately, he only needs to read, you know, wear them for reading. And I was so impressed that he picked out, because we did the two for whatever, and he picked out his own style. And I'm noticing his little touches of his flair and flash and his style. And I think one of the things that I want to keep encouraging him to do is, dude, go for your own fashion. You know, go for your own thing. I remember when he was very young and he would go and play in my jewelry, you know, because I guess it's, you know, those of you who've seen the pictures, all kind of colors, all kind of textures. Kids like textures and colors and things of that nature. I remember his father was having a conniption, like, oh, my God, he's playing with your jewelry. And I'm like, dude, I bet you by the time he gets to be, you know, grown, he'll be wearing stuff we can't even pronounce and don't even want to know what's on the price tag. So even now, he puts his things together. Like, I very rarely have to put his clothes out anymore, because he kind of puts it out for himself. I do still have to make sure that he washes with soap his hands and his body. I hope at some point in time he figures that out. I don't always have to say, did you wash your hands? Yes, Mom. With soap? Oh. Yeah, Mom. Like, okay, dude. But, you know, encouraging him. I go to one of the local stores to get the scented lotions and stuff like that, and I got him some. And I said, and when he's with his dad, stuff like that. So just whole, you know, this whole encouraging of, continue to appreciate and develop your sense of you. That whole, I think ownership is the biggest thing that I want to teach him this year. So now, you know, we're going to continue the conversation. Gosh, 30 minutes goes by quick. We're going to continue the conversation on Facebook. So you can hit me up on Facebook, either under Ricky Jones or the Hannah Footprints page. And we'll continue the conversation. I can post. I'm so glad that you guys were here with me for the 30 minutes. I appreciate it. Make sure that you join us this Saturday morning at right here on Blog Talk Radio, 10:30 Eastern Daylight Time. Hannah Footprints, what is your legacy? We're going to have a phenomenal young lady on. She is a mom, an entrepreneur, an AIDS and HIV activist. Just absolutely fantastic. She's doing big things here in Philadelphia. She's also releasing her memoir. So it's going to be really, really, really great to get to hear her. So make sure you tune in for that. As always, you guys can hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+ under Ricky Jones. You can email me any comments or questions to themsrrkkijones@gmail.com. That's themsrrkkijones@gmail.com. Have a fantastic evening. Have an even better conversation and life parenting lesson with your kids this year. Thank you so much for being with me. Lord willing, we'll do this Saturday and next Wednesday. Have a good one. Good night.